to complement the lunch dragging dreariness, I'm also hungover. You've got good beer here. I enjoyed it quite well last night. But let's get started. So, is Samba 4 Active Directory ready for global enterprise? I would say it is, with one weird trick. Click here. I was worried that nobody would come to this presentation because it's probably going to be the least technical presentation here. But I think it's still valuable. So let's get started. To start off with, I do have to give a disclaimer. This presentation, the content, opinions contained within, are my own. And they are not, and do not reflect the views or opinions of, indeed, the company I work for. My name is Kevin Kunkel. I work in the IT systems department for Indeed. About me, Windows 95, that converted me to Linux when I was at an impressionable age. I started my education at RIT in software engineering. I wanted to be just like Jeremy described, the millennials that want to create apps on phones and games. That was my career goal, but I ended up being a sysad. It seems to be what I'm good at. I've got 11 years of systems administration. I've been a Linux sysad, Windows sysad. I'm actually a Mac OS admin now, too. And for a few years, I did B2B consulting, where I tried to push open source on small businesses. It was moderately successful, but I decided to rejoin the employment ranks and work for somebody else who gave me a steady paycheck. So, where do I get my paychecks? Indeed. This is kind of our motto. I have a shirt as well. I help people get jobs. This is our goal. Our focus as a company is to help people get jobs. We try to do everything in the interests of the job seeker, but obviously companies who are hiring people are the people that pay us. But I want to give you some key metrics on our company. We're in 60-plus countries, 28 different languages. We're the number one job site worldwide, and in 12 individual countries, according to ComScore. 58% of hires among the top 10 sources of online external recruitment in the U.S. Come from Indeed. That's 2.3 times as much as CareerBuilder, LinkedIn, Craigslist, and Monster combined. So we're kind of a big player in this market. We have 200 million unique visitors monthly. There are 20 million jobs in our database that you can search. We have 90 million resumes people have uploaded. And we have a gotajob.indeed.com site where job seekers who have found a job can write their story about how they found their job through Indeed. And we have 10 million stories. So to go back to this, we feel like we're somewhat successful.
Everybody gets a t-shirt when they... Everybody gets a t-shirt when they join.
And if you would like to perhaps apply to Indeed, indeed.jobs is the URL for our internal hiring. But really, this is for you. So, who are you? The Samba team? None of us would be here if it weren't for you. The other Samba developers that have contributed code and made this a viable product. And users that are using Samba, possibly Active Directory as well. But really, who I want to talk to isn't probably in this room. And it's enterprises operating at a global scale that don't have Active Directory and might be willing to try it. And other organizations that have a vested interest in Samba are here as well. So why does any of this matter? Why am I up here? Well, why Active Directory? Why should I even bother in this endeavor? Well, when it comes to staffing IT support in a global organization, there's a certain level of competency that's required. And you know what? Finding IT support staff that are familiar with the remote server administration toolset, familiar with Active Directory, familiar with all of the accoutrement associated, it's pretty easy, actually. And the Microsoft tools are well documented. You can always press F1 and you get help. That's not always the case in open source software. And unfortunately, many IT support staff are afraid of the command line. So an open LDAP infrastructure is not easy for them to adjust and to use. But then also, if you're going to integrate Active Directory as your directory service, it's really easy to do. We currently have it integrated with OneLogin, our SAML provider, Sophos Enterprise Console, how we pushed out the Sophos client to all of our Windows machines and then manage the service. PacketFence is a network access control system, open source as well. We do 802.1x on the Wi-Fi and wired, and it all comes back to Active Directory as the authentication source. And pretty much any application that exists that has some authentication interface already has a dropdown for Active Directory. It's a very well-known schema, and it's very easy to port your application or have your application use Active Directory, in our experiences at least. So the biggest thing we use it for is the 802.1x. We want to tie the network access to a specific user based on their group membership, give them access that they need. Developers get more access, general employees get limited access. And PEEP, EEP, MSChat v2 is pretty much the only universally supported method that ties a user to the access. You can do TLS, you can do certificate-based, but that's, you're tying the device, not the user. And the security team, when the firewalls light up with potential malware activity, they want to know what user they have to go talk to, not what device. So it really works well for that. And prior to this, we were doing pre-shared key. Just normal type in, you know the password, you get access. And there was no differing levels of access. It was just everything or nothing. Active Directory, why not Microsoft, right? This is their product, they've created it. Well, Microsoft licensing is probably the real reason why we didn't go with it. I cannot get a consistent straight answer about how much it would cost to replace Samba with Active Directory. You know, you gotta pay for the operating system license, and then you've got to pay for CALS. All users that could use a domain controller need to have a CAL, and all servers have to have CALS. So how many CALS do I need? I was in a conference call with Microsoft and our vendor, and we said, hey, let's say we have 5,000 users, 50 servers, and CDW will sell you a CAL for $16. That's where that number comes from. I've included the link. They said, well, assuming that you could have all your other domain controllers go down and be down to a single one, you should have all the CALs you need for all your users on all your servers. So a little bit of algebra here. 5,000 times 50 times $16 is $4 million. That's a hefty price tag. So we're a little apprehensive. Microsoft has a link that I've included here. And to just give you an idea of how crazy this is, somebody asked if I have guests to come into my office and temporarily use Windows DHCP server to grab an IP address. Do they need CALS? I guess the takeaway is to never use a Windows DHCP server. Microsoft's answer, yes. They're using a Windows server and would require a CAL. So it's a mess we would rather avoid if we can. But then there's also some culture within Indeed. We try to maintain a startup mentality, despite being as large as we are. We generally like to build something over buying something, and we hate being locked in to vendors. So there's only really two choices for Active Directory right now, either Microsoft or Samba. So we'll go with Samba. And we're a very pro open source company. We try to use open source as much as we can, and we also try to open source products that are not strategic to our own business, although Imhotep is an interesting product that we've open sourced. And let me get my notes here. It's a highly scalable analytics platform to perform fast, interactive, ad hoc queries and aggregate results for large data sets. You can combine results from multiple time series data sets, build your own data tools for analysis, monitoring, reporting, and automated data processing. It's an actually interesting product because we can generate reports over disparate databases and combine the information at the application layer. And that's open sourced. If you go to opensource.indeedeng.io, you can get that. The other product that we've open sourced is Proctor. It is our Java A/B testing platform. We do tremendous amounts of A/B testing when we develop or deploy product to prod. Unfortunately, I don't deal with any of that. I work in IT. The things I do for Indeed are not Indeed specific. They're just the things any IT systems administrator would do for any company of our size and scale. So, does it work? Well, I'm going to go through a little bit of history here. Samba 4.0 to Samba 4.2 is definitely one period of our implementation. It started as an intern project in 2013. At the time, we were mostly Windows shop. Probably 99% of our clients were running Windows 7. And we had no way to manage them. We had no Active Directory. It was just ad hoc. I believe most of the user accounts were named Indeed, and they had no password, which is horribly insecure. So prior to me joining, college intern was given the task, hey, Samba can do AD. Can you stand it up? See what happens. Fortunately, he worked in our largest office, and he set up two domain controllers. And it was good. You know, we were able to do net login and GPO. We could make sure our passwords for the user accounts met our minimum security requirements. We could implement screensaver settings. We could push firewall settings. We had an ability to manage these Windows machines now, finally. So it was actually a great success. We were able to do things that we weren't able to before. So let's expand this. Let's do more with it. We took our pre-shared key and removed it, and we put in free radius to do just basic NTLM auth. At least we're tying the user to the access. So let's get this out to all of our offices. At the time, Indeed was smaller than it is now. So we started adding domain controllers in all of our US sites. And then we added one in Dublin, which was our EMEA headquarters. And things were good. We were using the RPMs that Cernet had been providing for free at the time, because the initial implementation was source-based, and the intern did write some scripts, upgrade Samba, which would download the code, compile it, and install it. But that's not the way I like to admin boxes. I don't like to be using source. So if I can get an RPM, some binary that's compiled and used by more people, that's my preferred method. So let's scale. Well, it was not as easy as I had hoped. The fully meshed replication topology sucked. It was horrible. When you have a large user database with a number of groups and group memberships, the initial domain join is a very time-consuming process. And then when it was done joining, it would say, okay, to all the other domain controllers globally, you need to replicate with me. And that replication, that initial replication process, would lock the database for about 30 minutes. And it created a denial of service that was distributed. It was one node could take down my entire corporate network globally. And that really sucked. So we need help. Who can help us? Well, I did some Googling for all my errors that I was seeing in the logs, and there was one gentleman in particular who seemed to be responding to the mailing list with answers, and that was Andrew Bartlett. So, hey, you seem to know this stuff. Can you help us? And that is when we started our business relationship with Catalyst. And we got them to change, or at least to add a new KCC in Samba 4.3. And that is currently the default KCC now. So now with this ability to add domain controllers and at least choose which ones I would take down during the process, I could follow the moon and just join against a domain controller that nobody was in the office at the time. So it was better. And because we could manipulate the replication topology, we set up regional replication hubs. Some people use a star topology. Ours is very, very convoluted. I try to keep three sites with two domain controllers each. In a group, and then have a site link between these groups. We have Eastern Europe, Western Europe, Eastern US, Central US, Western US, Tokyo, Sydney, Asia, and then inner site links between them, Transasiatic, Transpacific, Transatlantic, etc. And because I want at least one domain controller in every site to be available for authentication. We established bridgehead servers, and we try to point all of our services at the non-bridgehead server. So that was good. We made progress, except linked attributes are a hellish nightmare. If you were present for Andrew's talk, he went into it a little bit. And I can certainly confirm that linked attribute handling is the worst part of Samba, at least in the 4.2 to 4.4 stages. And not only were we replicating all these linked attributes, but if somebody was removed from a group and that linked attribute was deleted, well, we'd still keep that in there too. So, you know, we'll just make this thing grow infinitely. At Samba 4.6 now, most of these problems have been mostly solved. And I can join a domain controller during business hours, which is really great, because working on the weekends, every weekend, adding domain controllers sucks. domain join takes about 30 to 45 minutes now, which prior to Samba 4.6 was taking about 75 minutes. So tremendous performance improvement there. As of today, I've got 45 domain controllers on 5 continents, and I've got 6,252 user and group objects, but the real key number is this one. 37,625 group membership. These linked attributes, these are real. These are ones I need. And the processing of those still sucks a little. So the future now, I would like to see more performant replication. And there's work being done on that. Better KCC controls. It generally works as intended, but it's not perfect. And we need better audit logging. Currently, if a domain admin changes a group membership, there's nothing in the logs anywhere. There's nothing I can say, this person did this at that time, and that kind of needs to be done. So we're working on that. And it's 2017. Maybe we should get to the 2012 schema as 2016 servers coming down the line. So, and sysvol replication is still a hack. We're doing rsync. You know, it works, but it should probably be built into the product because it is an important component of Samba Active Directory. So, is it ready? Can we do this at a global scale? Well, my opinion, it's not 100% complete. You can't just throw out Microsoft AD and drop Samba in its place. But if you don't have Active Directory to begin with, you know what? It's close enough. And if you're willing to deal with the pains, you can make it work. But I would recommend you get some support. Cernet and Catalyst are our business partners in crime here for this, and I wholeheartedly recommend them. So, if you're gonna do this, if you're gonna take a global organization and put all of the network access and authentication on a product, get yourself some support. Have somebody to call when it goes down, because if you're using Samba, it will. It's just the way it is. And also, sponsor development. Contribute to the community, either by dollars or lines. Indeed does it by dollars. And you gotta keep an eye on it. If you don't, it will fail. So set up some monitoring, do some health checks. DRS show REPL is somewhat valuable, but it's not always perfect either. And the thing you definitely need is you need to aggregate all of your Samba logs into one place, because SSHing into 45 different machines and tailing samba.log is just not acceptable. So, the current issues. Samba AD documentation sucks. It's shifting sand. The product is changing rapidly, and it's changing faster than the documentation around it. And you kind of just have to know that and accept that, or document it. I chose the former rather than the latter, though maybe I should do the latter. And joining domain controllers in rapid succession still fails frequently. Generally, when I'm opening up a new office, I want 2 domain controllers for redundancy. So I install the first one, I join it to the domain, and then I take the second domain controller, and I join it against the domain controller I just joined, because I only want the intra-site replication happening on that other one, so I have a good domain controller. Except its computer object doesn't always get replicated back to the FISMO server, so there's never a RID set created for it. So it's running, but it can't do anything. We're working on that. And the KCC is very inconsistent. I have some, this is one of my replication topology graphs from the Samba KCC. There's a dash dash dot file there. You can generate dot files and then graphviz to create this. And this is on one domain controller. We've got a big mess of replication here. And then I've got two sites here that just aren't replicating. At least this is what the KCC tells me. But I know it is replicating because when I create a user somewhere in this mess, it does show up here. So what's going on? If I run the same program, same input on another domain controller, I get a completely different topology. And this topology says there's four sites that are missing without replication. So probably need to spend a little bit of time looking into this, because it would be nice to have an accurate map of my replication topology. But all in all, Active Directory is here to stay. It's not going to go away. It is a almost industry standard product. It's widely adopted. You can integrate it with almost any application. And as much as my company has tried, we cannot kill off Windows clients. It represents about 4% of our user base, and they will not let go of it. So we need ability to manage it. And Samba can be a viable alternative if your organization can tolerate authentication system failures. It's going to happen. This will go down. You will have to revive it. And you need to be able to quickly respond to those outages. And you also need to be able to afford to prevent them from happening again. And that's, can you afford to pay for support and development? That's really the key, I think, to making this successful. So, thank you. Specifically, Catalyst, they've done a great deal of development for us. Most of the improvements that we've seen in the Active Directory side have come from them. Cernet for providing us with RPMs that people can use, and we don't mind paying for them. The Samba community, for everything you've done to create this product. And last but not least, my company that paid for me to come here and do all of this and gave me the opportunity to take an open source product and make it the keystone of our network infrastructure. It's rare that to work for a company that's willing to take that risk. And I believe it might have been a bit of serendipity that I came in at this right time when we were still small enough that we didn't have the budget to spend on Microsoft. And we gave it a shot, and it's been really good for us. So, are there any questions?
So can you give us your wish list for how it should move forward? What do you need? You know, what's your number one pain point? What can we immediately improve to make your life better?
The KCC, while I can create site links and it will generally comply with my requests, it's not consistent. I can't reliably tell you what my replication topology is. Like I just showed, I've got two different graphs. What's going on? There's servers that apparently aren't replicating, but they get all the objects and everything. So, the other thing, most of the time when I was troubleshooting issues, I had a web page that was grabbing graphs of CPU usage on all my domain controllers. And I could see that the replication process would peg a CPU. And I could tell that domain controller was replicating, and I could see what other domain controller also had its CPU pegged. Now I know what's going on. But that's a really shitty way of doing things.
What about logging for things like Sarbanes-Oxley compliance? And do you need, what would really help? Because our logging sucks. I know our logging sucks. It's always sucked. What no one has ever, that's, what has never been very clear is what we need to log and when. And so if you could give us a list of, here are the things we absolutely must have for compliance purposes, that would be really helpful.
So fortunately, for us, indeed, we are a wholly owned subsidiary. We're not publicly traded, so a lot of compliance and regulation doesn't apply to us.
But it will. Eventually.
Yes. And I do believe we're trying to become JSOX compliant. We are a wholly owned subsidiary of a Japanese company, Recruit. I'm probably not the best person to answer that question, but the basics of when a user authenticated or if it failed would be nice. Anytime a group membership is changed would be nice, especially domain admins. That seems to be kind of important in AD. I would say err on the side of logging too much.
Yeah, the problem is, I mean, mixing up the debug logs with that we use to find out what's going on with the sort of compliance logs, admin logs, which really should be a different thing. And the problem with Samba we've historically had is it's been by developers for developers, so we just kind of use the debug logs to find out what's going on. That's not what customers need to do. If you were willing to stick something on the Samba technical list saying, here's our minimum list, who wants to add to it, so that we can get a master list of, okay, here are the admin events that need logging, you know, and that then gives us at least a target which we can aim at and say, okay, for 4.7, we guarantee to log this set of events, and here's how we're going to do it. You know, I mean, because the problem is, doing it that way collaboratively on the technical list or whatever, it's a lot easier for us to track how well we're doing. We can log a bug and say, okay, you know, here's a bug for every event that we need to log. Let's go close them all. You know, which is kind of the way we track things. That would be easier for us. So.
Okay. I think I have a work request in with Catalyst to kind of do this work anyway.
So in master now for Samba 4.7, we have logging of all authentication successes and failures, and also logging of successful authorization. So, for example, when a Kerberos ticket is accepted, or when you finally get through NTLM authentication. So that much is all logged. It's logged in a structured JSON format so that it can be ingested into your Logstashy, Kibana, and other interesting systems. It still goes out to our debug loggers, the place to write it for the moment, but that's that can be improved by just an extra few if statements in the central spot. Most of the work was in getting all the things to actually pass all the information to one file. So there's now authlog.c that describes doing it. We also can log experimentally across the message bus. That's experimental because of some we weren't able to make that reliable enough for production use, but it's enough for our tests with our first attempt at that. So there's also potential for us logging to something else that will go to wherever it needs to be with a bit more development. So we've got a few of those things down, but not the group membership change. That's a separate thing.
So you guys use Windows tools. What about sticking it in an event log that can be readable by Windows tools?
That is a request from security. They have software that looks for Windows event log, and they want to...
Because we actually have an RPC service that will do that. I don't know how much it's maintained, but...
I believe that may have been disabled.
Okay.
At Samba 4.5, I think? There were some RPC changes somewhere along the line.
Well, we could probably put it back.
Sounds good to me. Well, thank you again. Oh.
So would you do it again?
I may not have been so brazen and so bold had I known what I was getting into when I started. I was like, oh, well, this runs on Linux, and I'm a Linux sysad by trade. I can scale this out globally, no problem. It wasn't so easy. I would say probably the fact that I've been able to take this and scale it out and have all of our network access authorization coming through it globally is probably the thing I've done that I'm most proud of in my career. So yeah, I probably would do it again. Would indeed let me do it again, though. It's a different topic.